This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Just over an hour into Election Day. Primary election start. The polls opened at 7, and here we go. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is the man who heads the Allegheny County Democratic Committee, an attorney by trade, Sam Hanscrico. Sam, welcome back.
Morning, Larry. Good to talk to you this morning, and thanks for having me on. It's actually a beautiful day. I'm out in Ross Township, just leaving the poll here, so it's a gorgeous day to go out and vote. So,
as you know, Sam, yes, weather is a factor always in every election. However, there's, in more recent years, been the ability to mail in. How much of a factor do you think the mail-in ballots will have in this particular election?
Oh, I think it's increasingly with every election on the Democratic side. I believe it was over 75,000 vote by mail ballots were sent, had been received at the last count that I saw. So, and that was about a week ago. So that's going to have a significant factor. And I think you'll see it at the polls, too. I mean, the polls will be sleepy. So, last year, in last year's election, we had over 30% of Democrats vote by mail, which is a pretty big number.
That is a big number. And this is very unusual for a lot of people to wrap their minds around the fact that in a primary, you only can vote for who your registered party is, Republican or Democrat.
Right.
So you're picking your candidate in most cases for the fall, but in Pittsburgh's historic mayor seat, there hasn't been a Republican mayor since the 30s. So statistically, it looks like this election is the election. And you have a party divided with the Democratic incumbent in Ed Gainey and the challenger Democrat, who is the Allegheny County Comptroller, Corey O'Connor. So how does that work inside the party?
Well, it's not much different from other primaries. I mean, you know, as you said, the Democratic primary is often the general election in the city of Pittsburgh and sometimes in the county. So, I mean, it's not an unusual event for, you know, to have Democrats going against Democrats. Again, 4 years ago, you had Mayor Gainey, who, you know, went to challenge the incumbent with Mayor Peduto. So it's not unusual. They can get testy and tough at times, but, you know, you need to have, you know, competition. Our job really is at the party is to elect Democrats. We want to elect Democrats so they can, you know, be serving in office and holding up Democratic policies and principles. But if somebody, you know, wants to bring a challenge, so be it. And, you know, we get through it and then we'll move on to the general.
And in between, so let's make two assumptions. First, Ed Gainey holds his seat, so then we know he'll continue his policies and work through the November election and will face either Tony Moreno or Thomas West. Or if Corey O'Connor wins, what is that dynamic like?
Well, I mean, I think it's important enough that, you know, that the Mayor Gainey and Corey have been friends for many, many years. It's a tough race. It'll take a little time. to sort of, you know, time is always a great healer of political campaigns. The mayor's been elected to run the city for 4 years. I'm sure he'll continue to do that. And hopefully there would be a team that would work on, you know, the transition of that. So, I mean, they have the history of being, you know, friends and, so hopefully that has some great weight and would going forward. I think it takes a little time after any election to sort of, you know, to process the results and then move on. So,
and that said, we're with Sam Hansgrohe, who heads the Democratic Party here in the region. Sam, what are some of the other important races outside of the mayoral race?
Well, we have two contested county council races. We have Kathleen Emily Madonna, who is running in the Moon area, and then Aaron Adams, who is in the Mon Valley area. Both of those are the endorsed Democratic candidates. Those races are on the ballot. There's the judicial races, of course, are the other big races. There's eight candidates that people can vote for. And again, I mean, the primary determines who those people will be, you know, elected as judges in November. So those are the major races. There's also a lot of school board races, very important. The ACDC has invested a lot of time and energy in supporting school board candidates. We see it as one of those areas where we need to be building the bench for Democratic Party. And so those are exciting. And there's a lot of them. There's a lot of municipal races and school board races on the ballot. You know, every 2 years is when we hold those municipal races. And there's just a lot of boroughs and townships around. So you get a lot of those races.
Even though it may feel like it's late in the game, where can you direct people who do want to do a little background checks on the candidates?
Oh, go to our website, Allegheny County Democratic Committee, AlleghenyDems.com. We have voter guides online. We have a voter guide that has all the candidates that are running for judicial races, the mayors, mayor race, city council, and the city. And then we have another guide that says a candidate guide, which you can go in and you can find your municipality and who's on the ballot. It's not complete. We try to, you know, get as many candidates to give us information about their races, but that's all online. It's AlleghenyDems.com.
And again, you're voting inside your party for this primary. Allegheny County Democratic Committee Chair is Sam Hansgrohe, better known as ACDC, not to be confused with the great band that sold out Acrisure. All right, Sam, appreciate your time today. Thank you and good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.